So the situation we're talking about today is this. You went to eFile and it bounced. Message says a return's already been filed under your social security number. You mailed in a form 14039. You got one letter back saying they got it, and then nothing. Months of nothing.
Yeah. And the thing I want to say first, because it's the thing people are most scared of, the silence doesn't mean your file got lost. It means you're in a line, a very long line.
How long is the line?
More than 21 months on average. That's from the National Taxpayer Advocate's 2025 annual report to Congress for cases worked by the Identity Theft Unit at the IRS, IDTVA.
More than 21 months. Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. And it got worse, not better. At the end of fiscal year 2023, the advocate measured almost 19 months and called the delays unconscionable. That's her word. Then it slid to over 21.
And how many people are sitting in that line right now?
Roughly 316,000 unresolved cases at the end of fiscal year 2025.
316,000.
Right. And for context on what it should be, the advocate's recommended target is 90 days. So you've got 90 days as the goal and more than 21 months as the reality.
Okay, before we go further, why? Is it because these cases are complicated?
Mostly no. It's staffing. The IRS has a history of pulling IDTVA employees off casework to answer phones during filing season, which just stops the queue cold for months. And the agency's workforce shrank roughly 27% in 2025. Fewer people, growing pile.
So the humans slowed down, but
the machines didn't. That's exactly the cruel part. Refund freezes post instantly. If a thief's return created a balance in your name, the collection notices generate automatically. The only slow piece is the human unit that untangles it.
Okay, I want to get to what the listener actually controls, because 21 months is not something they control.
No. But the start of the clock is, and that's the part people miss. The average only counts cases the IRS has actually opened. If there's a verification letter sitting unanswered on your kitchen counter, your case isn't taking 21 months. It's taking forever, because it hasn't started.
Say more about that letter. Which letter?
Could be a 5071C, a 4883C, or a 5747C. Different flavors of the same thing. The IRS, suspecting a return filed under your social security number, might not be yours, and wanting you to prove who you are.
5071C, 4883C, 5747C. And they're different how?
5071C you can generally verify online or by phone. 4883C, the verification has to happen by phone. So call the number on the letter with your returns in front of you. 5747C means in person. You book an appointment at a taxpayer assistance center and bring photo ID and your return.
And there's a fourth one, right? I saw a 4310C in the article.
There is. 4310C is the IRS telling you it spotted possible identity theft on your account. Read that one closely because it tells you whether the IRS already took action or whether it still needs a Form 14039 from you.
Okay, so the rule is, answer the verification letter
the same week, not eventually. Your case cannot enter the resolution queue until you verify. Every week that letter sits there adds a week to the far end of a 21-month wait.
Got it. What about Form 14039? Who needs to file that, and for what years?
Every affected year. That's the piece people shortcut. If you skip it, the IRS may treat the fraudulent return as yours, and then a fake balance starts generating real collection notices in your name. Fighting that is much harder than filing the affidavit up front.
So the wait is bad, but an unopened case is worse.
Much worse.
Let's talk about the transcript, because I think people stare at those and don't know what they're seeing.
Two codes matter. Code 810 is the refund freeze. The hold is active. Code 811 means the hold was released. So when you pull your account transcript, you're basically looking for 810 flipping to 811.
810 held, 811 released.
Right, and if months go by with no letters and no change on that transcript, that's your signal to escalate rather than keep waiting politely.
Okay, escalate how? Because you can't call and demand a caseworker pick up your file.
You can't. But there are a few real levers, and each one has its own gate. The strongest, for someone in real trouble, is the Taxpayer Advocate Service. You request help with Form 911. That's for economic hardship you can document. Eviction risk, a utility shutoff, not being able to cover basics.
Documented being the operative word.
Documented. A shutoff notice, an eviction letter, past due bills. TAS can assign a case advocate who pushes for expedited handling. It can't take every case in the queue. I want to be straight about that.
What else?
A status call to the IDTVA unit. Use the number printed on the letter that acknowledged your form 14039. That letter is your lifeline. Save it. That call won't speed anything up, but it confirms your case actually exists and catches lost paperwork early. There's also a congressional casework inquiry. Your representative's or senator's office can query the IRS on your behalf. And low-income taxpayer clinics, which are income-qualified, generally at or below 250% of the federal poverty guidelines, and they'll represent the whole case for free.
What about the IP PIN? Where does that fit?
Important, but understand what it does. An identity protection PIN blocks anyone from e-filing under your Social Security number without the 6-digit code. It protects next filing season. It does not unfreeze your held refund or resolve the open case. New one arrives each January on a CP1A notice.
CP1A. And meanwhile, do you keep filing?
Yes, on time, every year, no exceptions.
If e-file rejects because that return already exists, file on paper with a form 14039 attached for that year. Falling behind stacks new problems on the old one, and the late filing penalty runs 5% a month, up to 25% of the unpaid tax. That's a far bigger cost than the wait.
Wait, the freeze doesn't apply to the New Year's refund?
Correct. The freeze applies to the disputed year, not to your whole life. Your current year return filed with an IP PIN can move on a normal schedule while the old year sits.
That's genuinely useful. Okay, honest question. Who actually needs to pay someone for this?
A lot of people don't. If it's one verification letter you can answer online, a form 14039 you've already mailed, or just opting into an IP PIN, that's DIY. The bottleneck is the IRS queue, not your paperwork, and nobody can jump that queue.
And when does help actually change something?
Four spots. Frozen refund plus documented hardship. Because building a Form 911 request that TAS accepts is a skill. A fraudulent return that created a fake balance now sending collection notices, because you're fighting two IRS systems at once. Business or EIN identity theft, where payroll filings multiply it. And identity theft tangled up with your own unfiled years. If you've got three unfiled seasons with a thief's return in the middle, the IRS genuinely can't sort out which filer is real until your missing returns exist.
So what do people do in the next day or so?
Find the letter, either the acknowledgement letter or the verification letter you haven't answered. The date tells you where your clock actually stands, and the phone number is your status line. Then gather three things: your last filed return, every IRS letter about the identity theft, and if the frozen money is hurting you, your hardship proof.
And if you want someone to look at it with you, Clarity's enrolled agents will do a free case review. Confirm the case is actually open, check the transcript for that 810, and map which escalation lever fits. That's 888-825-7779, or the two-minute form on the page.
One last thing. This is general information, not advice for your specific facts. And eligibility for any IRS program depends on your circumstances. But the piece you control is real. Answer the letter, File the affidavit for every year. Keep filing current. Do that, and your case is at least moving.